Okay, one thing I wanted to mention before we get started here, talking about transfers. We've talked today about transfers, or setting up trust for the when there's been a transfer of assets. What sometimes happens is that the applicant will give money to a daughter or a son. The daughter or son then sets up an irrevocable trust and may or may not name the client who gave the money to them as beneficiary, but then they use the money to pay the vendor payment while there's a transfer penalty running. We look at that. We're going to ask where the money came from. If we determine that that money was given within the short time, especially the short time before the application, we may very well look at that and say it's not really a transfer of assets. It's still a resource being held and was dealt with by a fiduciary. Usually the kid has the power of attorney. So be really careful. We're going to think IRS step transaction. And I know we talked about that briefly a few years ago, but I just wanted to be clear that we see those occasionally and we are, in fact, looking past just the gift to see how it was done. Okay, so this just gives some of this. You will, if you have the paper from last year, you will see some of this because it really is, it sets out the important information, but I'm not going to go through it. I received some questions. A lot. We always get questions about transfers of assets, so you will see the same information if you have last year's PowerPoint. But it's because it's a common conversation that we have, I thought it was important to go ahead and leave it in here.